Okay, we're up to the really the Gemara HaSugya on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. This is the completion of the Sugya of Bia B'Miktzis. So this should flow relatively easily after we had the whole Mahalach in the beginning. This goes much easier. So again, the Sugya began with a member of Ula B'Shem Rish Lakish that Bia B'Miktzis Shma Bia. Right? That even entering the Beis HaMikdash partially is called entering. And pash the cement, Yechayev, like as though you went in. And for that we had the whole sugya of, if that's the case, what do you have to come on to? Yoveh Aseh V'yit Chalois Aseh, by Metzorah, Shechal Shri Shaloi, Erev Pesach, what do you need the whole thing of Yoveh Aseh? Sheish Bekoros, Vyit Chalos Hashem Bekoros, typically that once he's coming in for the Bahamas, he's coming in. That was that one part, that was the first part of the Gemara. Then we had all the kashas that the Rishonim ask, that is Biba Mixer Shema Bia, so just walk in. So now the Gemara is explaining a different approach, that it could be Biba Mixer Shema Bia doesn't mean Yamamish Chayiv Koros. Ravina Omar, Ravina comes and he qualifies the statement of Ula. So Ravina says, this that Ula said, that Bia B'Miktzis Shma Bia, Linyan Malkas Itma. That's all. Which is Taka the Lashon of the Gemara. If you look at the beginning of the Gemara, he says, Tama Sheikh Nesyadi Lufnehim Loike. If you look at the Gemara on Lamed Beis. Right? Tama Sheikh Nesyadi Lufnehim Loike. So it's not Karas. Taka not Karas. So if that's the case, so we go back. So now we understand why they had to come onto the mutav, the whole beginning of the sugya. Because Taka, according to Ula, there is a difference between putting just your hands in, there's only a chi of Malkus, and putting the whole goof, there's kochs. So that's what the Gemara is saying, basically. So Tosis says, Akash, if you look at Tosis here, they are masculine in Malkus. Tosis says, it should still be a problem of Ein Aseh, Toicha Lois Aseh V'Aseh. That's Tosis' Kash. V'Hikshah Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, Tosis Divya Masculine in Malkus Itma. V'Hikshah Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, Akat Yiki Lekshuye, See, even if you're going to tell me that if you stick your hands in, or part of your body, it's only Malkus, it's not Koras, okay? It's still a Loisa Sevase. That's his kash. I say of the Yishalchum and Amachanan, the Loisa say of Loisa Tamu, Loisiga. So that's Tosis's first question. Tosis's second question is, additionally, Tosis says, "Voi kasha afilu im havi lav grede hechadoche." Right? Ho beidne de meka lav loy mekayim asay. That's Tosis' kasha. So basically, two kashas Tosis is asking. That L'chaira, Ravina didn't gain anything here. Ravina was trying to qualify that Bia B'Miktzis is not Koras, it's only Malkus. And therefore, it makes sense that the Aseh of Pesach is Doicha the Lois Aseh. So Tosis has two questions. Number one, Tasei Sheish Bekoros should make a difference. So even though it's Ein Bekoros, it's still a Lois Aseh V'Aseh. Tasei is V'Shach Man Amachne. Right? So that's the V'Shomu Mishmeres HaMikdash. So there's Aseh anyway. So that's Tosis' Kasha. Number one, it's Aseh V'Lois Aseh. And Tosis' second question is, it's still, it's not Be'idnei. When the Mechusse Kippurim is sticking in his hand into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah say of Pesach. We're doing it to facilitate the Korban Pesach. But at that time that he's sticking his hand in, you're not being mekayim the say, that's Tesis Kash. It's a Hechsher, exactly, but it's not Pidne. So normally we don't say by a Hechsher mitzvah asei deichalaisis. That's the whole sugi in Be'er with Kisei Adam, that the Gemara asks, how could it be, how could you say that asei of Kisei Adam should be deiche digging on Yom Tov if it's not Pidne, even though it's clearly a Hechsher? Toises and Menachos makes a distinction between what we call Hechsher mitzvah shi'ef shebeladov, which basically means like where you have an intrinsic hechsher. It's not shayach for this mitzvah to happen without the hechsher mitzvah. So Tosfos there holds that then the hechsher mitzvah becomes like part of the chefs of the mitzvah itself. So Tosfos there is going on the famous sugya b'kibud avim, that if a father tells a son basheli, so we don't say that he could do it on Shabbos. Right, that's why he puts together Kibud Av with Shabbos to tell you that it's not doich. Right, so the Tosfos and Menachos, the Piskei Tosfos and Menachos asks, what do you mean? It's not Pidnei. So there he says you're that teretz. He says that if the father says Basheli, the only way for you to get the father the meat is through Bishul. So the Bishul becomes what we call a Hechsher Mitzvah Shi'ef Shebeladav. And then it would become part of, it would be called Bidne. But that's a Chiddush in Tosfos. And even according to that Tosfos, it's only something which intrinsic in the mitzvah itself. Here, the mitzvah itself clearly doesn't require that there should be a b'mitzvah of a Mechusse Kippur. It's a very localized issue. Meaning you have a, in your case, this is, I mean, that's every asay dechalos asay of shaloi b'idne. Always, in this particular case, the only way for me to do the mitzvah is to do the aver. That's always like that. Right? And over there we say you need b'idne. Meaning, anytime you have asay dechalos asay, you only say it if the asay requires you to be over the lav. I mean, if there's a way to do the asay without being over the lav, we don't say asay dechalos asay b'chlav. So the whole asay dechalos asay only works where it's EF Shibaladov. And still we say if it's not Pidne, it's not Teich. So this Taisus and Menachos is Chiddush, is that if this particular Asay intrinsically requires the Isel, right? So then it becomes almost part of the kibbutz of the father. The father is telling you, I want you to cook this meat for me and give it to me. So the cooking is part of the dictate of the Kibbutz Avim. Clearly, Korban Pesach is not like that. Korban Pesach doesn't include intrinsically that a Tomei has to stick his hands in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Tosfos' problem. These are Tosfos' two problems here. That, number one, we should say, Ein Aseh Deich Eloise Aseh V'Aseh. So Ravina didn't gain anything by downgrading Bia B'Mikzas from Chorus. In other words, we went with the assumption that it's Chorus. Conclusion of the Gemara is it's not Chorus. It's a lav, but you didn't gain anything, because it's still a loisa sevase, and it's not happening simultaneously, so it doesn't fit the code of asay dechaloisa sev. That's Tosfos kash. Tosfos gives a difficult teretz. Tosfos says that maybe by an asay sheyesh pekores, we don't have those rules, meaning asay sheyesh pekores could be dechaloisa sev asay, and maybe you don't need bidne. That's difficult teretz that Tosfos gives. Anyway, Kivegi here tzeichen sui has kashas on this as well. Clearly inconsistent with the other rishon that hold that this rule applies. This rule applies to even asay sheyesh pekores. So, l'chayrit is another way to answer the Gemara. The other way to answer the Gemara's kasha would be that that over here, maybe, first of all, there's no lois of seva aseh at all, but based on the Ritva that we brought down in other shiurim, lagabi mitzvah aseh shazman grom. We have the sugyan kedushin where the Gemara brings down a list of mitzvah aseh she'ein hazman grom. And in that list, the Gemara brings shiluch hakan and makeh. Right? The Gemara says those mitzvahs a woman is chayev because they are mitzvahs aseh she'ein hazman grom. That's the Gemara in kedushin. So the Ritva over there in the Gemara, the Ritva asks, what do you mean? All of those mitzvahs the Gemara brings has a lav. Shiluch hakan has a lav, loisikachim alabon. Right? Makeh has a lav, loisosim domim beveisach. Each one of the assays that the Gemara happens to bring has a lav. And the Mishnah already says that by a lav, a woman is chayev, even if it's man gromer. Shabbos, Yom Tov, a woman is chayev. Any lav, a woman is chayev. So stop very... And obviously the Gemara is doing it bedavke. The Gemara is bringing assays with lav and bedavke. So the Ritva says a fascinating teretz from the Ramban, B'shem the Ramban, Kavaldik Teretz. He says that you have certain lois assays where the lois assay is only there to be Mekayim assay. So in other words, the loisik achem al abonim is not there because there's some for the purpose of the law. The Torah gave you a mitzvah of shiluch hakan. And to strengthen the assay of shiluch hakan, the Torah gave a lois assay. Loisik achem al abonim. But the primary, what the Torah, meaning, the way the Ramban looks is we have to look at what the Torah wants here. Does the Torah want the mitzvah, or does the Torah want the law? Okay? So if the Torah wants the mitzvah, then really it's a mitzvah. The main thing is the Torah wants is a positive action. The Torah wants shiluch hakan. In order to strengthen the mitzvah, the Torah gave a lav. Loisikachem alabon. The same thing by Micah, the Torah gave a mitzvah. Which, by the way, this fits very well with the Chazanish. Because Chazanish says that avadim, he's not mesakasha. Why do we need a pasuk to mechayev a Micah? Like any... This is the law of loisosim domim beveisecha. Person's oivis ederaisa. Somebody has a hole in the house, on the floor, a boil. The oivis ederaisa. Somebody has a dangerous animal in the house. The oivis ederaisa. What's the chiddush of Micah? So Chazanish does a great vote. Chazanish says that a Micah, a roof doesn't need a Micah. Al sakona, roof doesn't need a Micah. Why? Because you go on a roof, you have to be careful. That's the definition of being on a roof. The definition of being on a roof is you have to be careful. It's not the teva oilam that a person, it's not like a boyer. A boyer means when you walk, there's a boyer. It's not a boyer. It's not called a boyer. He says it's a chiddush haTorah, Micah. Now, once the Torah was mechadash Micah, now there's a lav if you don't build one. And it has to be like the Chazanish. Because all the cases that are potter from Micah, why is near lav? Shutfim, Besak Neses, all the areas that have an exemption, right? Poch Smidalad al Dalad, whatever the exemption is.
Just the exemption of the
essay. Why is there a loisos and domim? The teretz is intrinsically a person's on a roof. You watch yourself. You're not meant to go to the end and try to play with the, flirt with the end of the roof. That's not what you're supposed to do. And if you do that, that's not. I'm not called the mazik here. I'm not called a mazik. It makes us a chilik l'gabi the bracha, because when mitzvah sichli, you don't make a bracha. That's why you don't make a bracha. Many hold on mitzvahs b'edan l'chaveh. It's mitzvah sichli. But by Micah, many Rishayim say you make a bracha. So they ask, why do you make a bracha? Chazanish says, according to Chazanish, it's very geshmak. Because Micah is not a mitzvah sichli. And sichli, you don't need it. It's a roof. You don't need it. The Torah was machadish, a mitzvah. Now that the Torah was machadish mitzvah, now you're obligated. Now you haven't done your full obligation in protecting your roof. Now there's a lovely sosem done. So this Chazanish really is this Ramban. This Chazanish is really this Ramban, because Ramban says, Be'ikir it's a mitzvah for sisa ma'akel gagecho. Same thing by Shiluch HaKan. Zok the Ramban Givaldik. If these mitzvahs would be zman grome, then there'd be no love either. In other words, a woman is only chayiv in a lav. Normally, that's man grome because it's a lav. But this lav is only here to sustain the aseh. So if the aseh would be zman grome, the lav would fall off too. Because it's be'etz, you have a thing, it's be'etz of an aseh. And that's what the Gemara is trying to be mechadish. Exactly, the lav is a siyog. It's a siyog. If there's no mitzvah, there's no lav. So aseh shteit Ramban. This is the Ramban's. So I brought kama v'kama rayas that this idea of the Ramban could work the other way too. The Hainu, you can have something which is primarily a lav, and the Torah gives you an asay to strengthen the lav. Right? Hishoma b'nega tzoras l'moshe. Primarily it's a lav not to cut off the nega. The Torah will give you an asay to strengthen that. Right? So by tumas migdosh, right? The ikel, the iser and the chorus and everything is the iser shepoy. Right? Then there's an asay to be mechazek the iser. B'chiyai gavli, you have the Ramban in the reverse. If there's an asay, the chalois asay. On the iser, now there's no asay to strengthen the iser. So in other words, when would we say an asay dechelois asay? The whole basis of an asay dechelois asay is like the Rishonim explained, because this asay cancels out this asay. And now you're left with a lot. Right? Mayul mahay asay mehay asay. But that's all assuming that we start off putting the asays against each other. But if you're starting with the lav, and the asay tak is the lav, then asay goes out. Exactly. That's the way the Rishonim explain why ain't asay dechalos asay v'asay. That's good for the mahalach, except for the rivam, because there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. What happens by asay and alois asay v'asay? Do you get malchus? Right? So you're not supposed to do the asay. What happens if you did the asay? You were there for the lav. You understand? You weren't supposed to. Because it was asay with a lois asay v'asay. What happens now with the lav? Right? So the Rivam Grada says, you don't get malchus. Because asay is the lois asay. Asay is the lois asay. Grada, the asays cancel each other out, so you can't do it. But asay is not going to do it. Even by asay, can I get a lois asay v'asay? That's the chiddush of the Rivam. There's still no malchus. This Rivam is in Chulin Kuf Memalav. He says, so even though the Torah is telling you don't do it, because ain asay derech alois asay v'asay, still the way the Rivam explains is mechanically, the asay does push off the lav.
So he's just over
an
asay.
He's just over an asay. The Rivam says you don't get malchus. So what I'm saying is by Tumas Migdash, if the whole asay is only there to chzuki the lav, like the Ramban and Kedushin by. So now you don't have the whole idea. You don't have my umah hayase me hayase. It's umah v'umah. Because once this asay pushed the lav away, so there's no need to be makayim that other asay. That other asay is there just to sustain the lav. And maybe that answers that. That would answer Tosis Kasha Bikal. Now this really will wrap around also to answer B'idnei. But let's first finish this. Ki asaravin. The pasuk of b'chol kodesh leisiga is lagabi tomei you touch kodesh. And memeilin has nothing to do with bia b'miktus. Has nothing to do with bia b'miktus. Now you should know, it seems, according to this side of the Gemara, you're not over anything for Bia B'miktus. You understand? The Gemara is now saying that it could be that the whole drasha that we had of called Kodesh Loisiga, which we touched up in the beginning of the Gemara, means Bia B'miktus. It's not. So first we thought it was Mamish Karas. Ravina came in, he downgraded it to a lav. And now we're downgrading it. That it's not in the Torah, it's not even talking about that bechlal. It's talking about a tomei shenoga b'kodesh, which would mean that on bia b'mitzvahs there's nothing. This is the rabbanon, maybe. So Taka, if you look here in Rambam in bia b'mitzvahs paragimel halacha yudches, the Rambam says tomei shichnis yodei l'mitzvah. Makino isay makis maldus. The Rambam holds that. Not only bia b'mitzvah is no chorus, like we had on the beginning of the sugya, not only does he reject that, he rejects Ravina too. Ravina said that at least linyan malchus itmar. The Rambam is saying there's no malchus either, there's only malchus mardus. That means maskona, the way the Rambam learns the, what comes out of everything, at this stage of the Gemara, and that's how the Rambam goes, there's only malchus mardus. Kesef Mishnah says it here beferish. Kesef Mishnah says, Hamokar l'divrei Rabbeinu is our sugya. Rabbi Avu asur shlokish l'idibah b'yis mikdash klal. Kamo yishapir shashi. Kein ein l'chayiv malkos mishem b'yis mikdash. Mikol mokem is also b'yis mikdash midrabon. So it comes out that the Gemara now is rejecting everything. Rejecting b'yis mikdash. Chorus. Rejecting Ravina that it's malkos. And the whole pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, which we were being makish to be a b'mikzas, is talking about Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh. So now everybody jumps in. We brought in Rav Steinemann in the beginning of the sugya. But the Stipler and Rav Chaim and Mar Cheshes, they all jump in over here in this part of the Gemara and say, what do you mean? L'maisi, you brought a Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. How could they not? Why is it different you brought a Seretz into the Beis HaMikdash? Now everybody, Rav Steinemann asked us the beginning of the sugya, right? Rav Steinemann in the beginning of the sugya asked, why isn't bia b'mikdash a question of bringing a dover tomei into the Beis HaMikdash? That was his question, right? At the beginning of the sugya, that was his question. See, but now that's not stam a question. There, when Rav Steinemann is asking, it was a conceptual question. Why are we calling it bia b'mikdash? Why do we have to come on to the chiddush of bia b'mikdash shma bia? Let it be no different than you were machnas tumah l'mikdash. Right? That was the whole... But now that question becomes a real halakha question. Because maskana, over here, we're coming out. Bia b'mikdash no chorus. Bia b'mikdash not even a lav. It's only a tomei shenoga b'kodesh. But if you put sticky hands in Beis HaMikdash, you're not even over a lav. The Rambam is paskening, there's no malchus even. Nothing, zero. It's only Yisrael Rabbona. Why is it worse? So anyway, the stipler in the Kilos Yankov asked the Kashi. He says, I don't understand. He says, Mikomoka machnas is yodei atumeya. He says, Ein egruah mi machnas tumul amigdash. Vaposak a Rambam, a machnas sheretz b'migdash. It's chayv malchus. Ha machnas klitomi b'migdash. Chayv malchus. It's not negeya. It's irrelevant. Well, no, it's not an issue. The Gemara comes out, it's not an issue. The only question the Gemara had originally is why do we have to come on to Yovei Asay? Right? The Gemara said, what do you mean when you're sticking your hands to the behindness? It's chorus. That was the Gemara's original question. So now everything's good. It's kevaldik now. It's the rabbanon. Now it's kevaldik. Avidnu yom tov l'rabbanon. It's beautiful. That part is easy. But the way the Gemara is coming out now, and that's the way the Rambam is paskening, is bia b'mikzas, lo yishmo bia at all midaraisa. Not chorus, not malchus, nothing. The rabbanon. Malchus malchus the rabbanon. So that's the question that everybody's bothered with the Mar Cheshes talks about this. There's Reb Chaim. But here, again, Reb Steinemann woke up to this question at the beginning of the sugya. But then it was less of a question. Because then we were still going that bia b'mikdash is shma bia. Right? We were still going bia b'mikdash is shma bia. So at that point, so you're just telling me there's another problem. Besides for bia b'mikdash being a bia, There's also a problem machmas tumah l'migdash. But now, in maskana of the Gemara, the way the Rambam is learning the maskana is that bia b'mikdash is not shma bia, and it's only also midrabbanan. So the question is, why is your body worse than bringing a sharas? That's the kasha. And that's not what, but this is the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Dit matami shenaga behektish." We're proving that this is the way Rish Lakish understands it. It's not talking about kachim. Rish Lakish, I call lachidasim yiboyle asar loyichal basa kodesh. That somebody eats basa kodesh when he's tummy. The itmar asar loyichal basa kodesh tom vinayin. Rish Lakish am chodesh leki loyisiga. Raviyecha amar tani barad lasa tomas lasim yas migdash. Mal alon oynish vihizir. Afkan, over here also there's an Einish V'hizir. So, Tomish and Aga B'Kodesh, Mida Afkir Achmona B'Loshan Negiyah, by the fact that the Torah used the Loshan Negiyah, Azhar Eloichel Mida Iskish Kodesh L'Mikdash. Okay. So that's the conclusion that it's talking about Tomei Shenoga and Tomei Shachal B'Kodesh. That's what it's talking about. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay.
The person who's coming, each part of his body is coming, or is it only the person as a whole is coming? Is that the solution?
Well, if somebody would touch something with his hand, it's tummy. Doesn't even have to put my whole body into it, right? My hand is enough to be metame. Right? My hand is enough to be metame. Okay. Now, Reb Chaim has another question on our Gemara. Interesting question. Reb Chaim has a kasha that l'chori you shouldn't be chayiv malchus for a different reason. By noga b'kodesh. Reb Chaim asks, it should be a lav hanitik la'aseh. Meaning, you have to burn it. That there's a mitzvah aseh of kachem shenitmu chayiv treif. Right? So it's like noiser. Noiser is a lav hanitik la'aseh. Why? Because if you leave over noiser, you have a mitzvah to burn it. Right? Mitzvah to burn the noiser. So kachim tameim is also a mitzvah to burn. So ask Reb Chaim.
But that doesn't get rid of the noiser. You still have a second mitzvah.
Right, but that's what the lav hanitik la'aseh is. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. Madua in echosh of isu negiyah tomei bekotchem lava nitik la'aseh? Shein loikin olav. Asks Reb Chaim, there should be no malchus, he says. Sharei Rambam posak ha-moise bosom mikotchem in eloike. And the Rambam says, why? There's two reasons. One is lav shem emaise. The Rambam says, mishum shu lava nitik la'aseh, shetziva toira lisroi fois. So he says, so since there's a din of Basar Tomei you have to burn, so Mamela, there should be a din of Lav Anitik Lase. Okay, this kasha is less of a kasha. I want to get back to it. This kasha you can answer very simply. And the Reb Chaim himself is Omer on this at the end of the Reb Chaim. This you can answer very simply. You could say that in order, like Zev was saying, in order for something to be Lav Anitik Lase, there has to be some chibur between the Lav and the Ase. Right? There has to be a chibur between the lav and aseh. So by noiser, the Torah said, we don't want you to leave the noiser over. And if it's left over, you should see to it to get rid of it. So it's almost like you have by oinis shigirish, right? The Gemara says in Malkus, oinis shigirish, right? He's part of Malkus. We had this sugya just recently in Malkus. So the Gemara there brings down that one of the reasons why he's part of Malkus, it's not just a regular lav hanitik la'aseh, it's kol yom of ba'imid v'achzekoy. His whole life, it's as though the Torah said, don't send her away forever. If you take her back, you're shrinking the lav. Meaning, the lav was, don't send her away. For your whole life, don't send her away. When you take her back, you're not necessarily canceling the lav, but you're diminishing it. Because So long as she's sent away from you, that's a continuation of the lot. In other words, you're supposed to be with her. Don't say, so your whole life, you're now sent away. So if somebody's megarish his anusa, right? Every day, he's continuing the love. It's an ongoing love that he's continuing. Because that's what the Gemara means. They call you, so when you take her back, that's taka lav anitik la'aseh. Because the aseh is fixing the love. The aseh is counteracting the love. At least, well, it's always, every lav anitik la'aseh is going forward. If a guy steals, the ma'asik zeila, he did. But so long that he's holding the stolen object, he's continuing the gzela. Be it not active, but passively. So every lav anitik la'aseh needs some association to the lav. Yeah. Now you send away the mother. So now you're sending away the mother. So you weren't supposed to take the mother. Now if you send away the mother, so you're limiting the tikach. The tikach was you're taking the mother with the banim. Torah said, don't do that. Take only the banim, don't take the aim. Or only take the aim, don't take the banim. Don't take both of them. So you took both of them. So now when you send away the mother, again, you can't cancel the fact that you took the aim ala banim. But now you're diminishing the... Now, there's a big chiluk between noiser, Sreifas Noiser and Sreifas Tome. Sreifas Noiser, the pshat is the Torah said, we don't want kachim left over. So now if you leave over the kachim, we have a problem that the kachim is here left over. Now when you burn it, you've stopped the hoysara, you stopped it from being left over. So even though you went past the deadline, it's true. But so long that it's still here, it's continuing to be nice. Now when you burn it, you're stopping the noise. Now again, without the din of lav anitik la'aseh, you get malchus anyway for what you did. But that's the chiddush of lav anitik la'aseh if there's a mitzvah to do. And that mitzvah mitigates, not cancels, mitigates the lav. That's enough. Now, kachim shenitmu, there's a din bir kachim. But the bir kachim has nothing to do with the tumah. You're not diminishing the maisa tumah. In other words, there's a din, all kachim psulim have to be burnt. Pigul has to be burnt, and yotza l'chutz has to be burnt. That's a din, kachim psulim needs reifa. So when you go and you burn kachim that became tumah, you're not mitigating the tumah. So it's not lavanitik la'aseh. It's like there's a lav and there's aseh. They're not even mechutonim. They have to at least be mechutonim. That's why that question is really simple to answer. That question is simple to answer. The main kasha we have to answer here is the stipel and everything else was going on. But based on the hakdoma that everything that we learned over the last couple of weeks, this is very miyushiv now, this sugya. And David, you weren't here when we the last year, but this is what we were dealing with Rav Steinemann's Chakira. Right, we had a Chakira from Rav Steinemann. That's for sure. Every single chelik of the Adam Tomei is Tomei. That's not a debate. His hands are Tomei, his feet are Tomei, everything is Tomei. There's no question. And there's no question that the Issa Machnes Tumei L'Migdash, there's no question, is any part of the Tumei that you bring in the base of Migdash. There's also no question. If somebody takes a behemoth that's a nevela, and he brings in a kabeya of that nevela into the base of Migdash, he's over. He's over the lot. That's also not a question. There's no question. He's zich over. No question. Adam is unique. That was Rav Steinemann's chakir in the beginning of the sugya. Adam is unique. Why is Adam unique? Because by all the other tumas, right? If you bring in the shear that's able to become tumah, like a kabeya of a nevela, right? So you have a nevela, an ox that's a nevela, right? Or you have a sheretz, and you bring in the shear of adosha of the sheretz, into the Mikdash, right? Well, you bring in the sheer kebeah of the Nevela Beis Mikdash. That piece that you brought in, Be'etzem, doesn't, not only now, never needed a chibur to the rest. Every kebeah of Nevela is tomei because it's a kebeah of Nevela. It's tomei. Okay. The Torah was never goyzer tumah on Eivorei Adam. Eivorei Adam are not makabel tumah. Only a Adam Shalom is makabel tumah. You understand? So an Adam doesn't have tumah b'miktzis. Doesn't exist by an Adam. The only tumah that shayach to be chal on an Adam is on the whole Adam, on the totality of the Adam. Marcheshes Taka says this in his Shuvos, that this chiluk between Adam and let's say a Sheretz, an Adam can only be mekabel tumah as a Adam, not as an Eivor. See, Behemah is not like that. Behemah could be mekabel tumah be'evor, could be mekabel tumah be'evor. Adam can't be mekabel tumah be'evor. So Memela, when you bring in a part of an Adam into the Mikdash, it's true, right now, that piece that you brought in his tummy, it's true. But you haven't brought in something which can be identified as a Dover Tome without its connection to the rest of the body that's outside. The Nevela is not like that. The Nevela doesn't need to have any identity with you. You can cut it off right here. This already alone is identified as a Dover Tome. So even though the hand is Tome, which is what you ask, the hand is Tome, and if the hand in the Beis HaMikdash is touching something, that's becoming tummy. Because you don't need to touch the body to become tummy. But the hand's ability to become tummy is only because it's connected to the Adam, and the Adam is tummy. The hand can't become tummy on its own. So it could be that in order to be over the Issa Machnas Tumah L'Mikdash, you have to bring enough of the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash that it could have become tummy, not is. It could have become Tomei based on what's inside. So I just wanted to say, in the conclusion of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that the Pasuk is talking about Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh, but Taka, if you stick in your hand the Beis HaMikdash, the way the Rambam is learning, nothing, it's precisely because of this reason. That's the Maskana. So now, in other words, Maskana's how Gemara Taka is, no Malkus. You know why? Because you weren't machnas something into the Mikdash that what you were machnas could have become Tameh. You have to bring something in the Beis HaMikdash that could be identified. You have to bring enough of it in, not just enough of it in to be Metameh. You have to bring enough of it into the Mikdash that it could be identified as a Dover Tameh. And your dime of another are not identified as a Dover Tameh. And Adam is identified as a Dover Tumah, not your diet. By other tumas which don't require a chibur, the makabel tumah evarim, so by them, it's always, by the way, this rule is not only by Adam, it's by everything. You have to bring something into the Mikdash that can be identified as a Dover Tumah. By things that don't need the connection to the rest of anything else, that's identified as a Dover Tumah. In other words, the sheer of machnes tumah l'mikdash is not machnes metame l'mikdash. It's machnes anitma. Machnes nitma l'mikdash. You have to bring something in that became tame, that thing could become tame. The hands of a person can become tame. The body of a person can become tame, not the hands of a person. And that svar is so stark, you could say now looking back, that's why we had to come on to be a b'mitzvah shmabia. Now it works backwards. The maskana, mama shines the havamina. The reason why, from the beginning of the sugya, the only thing that was on the table was be a b'mitzvah. There was never on the table machnas tumah l'mikdash. From the beginning of the sugya. Rav Steinman asked this tash at the beginning of the sugya. We're dealing now with the maskana. What I'm trying to explain to you is that there's never a tzad in the Gemara that there's going to be machnas tumah l'mikdash by a bia b'mikdash. Either it's going to be bia b'mikdash shmo bia, or it's going to be nothing. It can't be. It can't be machnas tumah lamikdash. Exactly. 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 Biyuba mixes. Any mixes of an Adam, basically, you have to bring in, like I said, not you have to be machnes, not tumah lamikdash. You have to bring nitmah lamikdash. The iser is to bring in something which has become tameh, not something which, it's not enough to bring something in the Beis HaMikdash that could be metameh. You have to bring something in the Beis HaMikdash that could become tameh, not that could make something else tameh. That's the iser of machnas tumah lamikdash. And by an Adam, what's the nitmah of the Adam? The whole Adam. And again, now we go back to the tesis that we had 3 weeks ago on Sadi Hay, where he made this distinction between the Me'il and the Adam. That Me'il, every little piece of the Me'il you could cut off. Not an Adam. Tyson was using a Lechumer, that's why Biyah B'mikzah Shema Biyah. But, so there's only one Mahalach in the Sugya from the beginning to the end. And that is, to look at this little piece that's in, like it's like the whole thing is in. That's the only option. Because as a hand, we're not going to be mechayev you at all. We're being mechayev you because that we're looking at the hand and saying, okay, the nitma is here. Why? Because the hand is the Adam. That's the only option. And that's why the Gemara ultimately unraveled so that there's mamish nothing. There's not even there's only Issa de Rabbanan. Not even in Issa de Reis. That's what comes out. It's not even in Issa de Reis. What? Okay, I said we're done. I'm still. What?